Hi there. Welcome to This Month in Education, and I am your host, Michael Giannotti, Solutions Architect here in the Philadelphia MTC. Today's broadcast, as always, is brought to you by Worldwide MTC Studios. So today we're going to be talking about student drop-in and drop-out for Office 365. You know, I've seen a lot of times, and I've seen this with my own kids over the years, where I need to check them out of the, you know, out of school to take them to an appointment or something, and I show up into the office, and typically, you know, you report in, you say, hey, Mr. Giannotti, blah, 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 I need to get my student. But one of the challenges seems to be identifying who I am. Am I on a set list? And then also, you know, the availability and how you track that check-in and check-out process. My experience has been as a parent over the years that it still is predominantly done with paper. There may be a list that somebody goes and they're scrambling back and forth, and there doesn't seem to be a clear, cohesive way oftentimes from school to school to do that. Well, Microsoft wants to make that a little easier for you. So if you are an education institution, a district, an individual school, a daycare center, et cetera, and you want to automate that and you're leveraging Office 365, Microsoft has provided a free solution for you that we're going to take a look at today. It's actually built using the out-of-the-box features you get with Access Services, where you can create rapid applications for Office 365 that are basically a SQL .NET app, if you know what that means. If you don't, it's okay, because you don't need a developer to do this. It's simply people using Access to create web-based apps that they can drop in. And in this case, Microsoft has created one for the education sector. So let's go ahead, take a look at how easy it is to set it up, and then what are the features that you get out of the box that you can leverage. So I'm going to go out of this. And Stephen, why don't we pull up into full screen here? And here you can see a little demonstration site that I've set up for student check-in and check-out. It's just a basic Office 365 team site. And what we want to do is set up a check-in, check-out area for students, or for the education institution in this case, to leverage. So what we're going to do is go to site contents. And here you'll see the things that we have available. We have a document, library, microfeed, asset, site pages. We want to add an app. It's just like using your phone, folks. It's that easy. So we're going to click add an app. And it's going to show us our app store for our group. So here at Microsoft, you can see I have quite a bit. And I can start scrolling through all kinds of apps they've already added for us internally. But I'm going to go out to the SharePoint store. So typically this is something that your administrators for Office 365 would do for you to make it available. I'm going to click on SharePoint store, and it's going to show me the apps available here, and you'll notice again quite a few, and I can go from page to page, but look at the categories of apps that we have available: business, clocks and calendars, communications, CRM, editors picks. Ooh, education is one. So let's go ahead and select that. And here we're going to get several pages of educational apps, including things like SCORM Player, Exam Maker. We have a teacher dashboard. There's a school portal homepage. There's all kinds of good stuff, assignment and grade book. But there is one called Student Drop-In Management, and that's what we're going to go ahead and select here. So we're going to click on that, and here we get a description of Student Drop-In Management. It says, good news, you already own this app, so I can readily add it to my site by simply clicking it. But let's take a look at what it says about this. So here you can see there's kind of a screenshot, and we can click two different views. And what we have here, it says, this app may be installed in Office 365 for business site or any SharePoint installation running SharePoint 2013 with Access Services turned on. So you can do this whether you have Office 365 or even SharePoint 2013 or newer on-premise, provided they've turned on Access Services. And it says, this Access app provides an easy solution to manage sign-in, sign-off for student drop-ins and pickup for schools, daycares, activity centers, etc. Features include the sign-in, sign-offs that can be validated with a unique PIN number for every student for additional security. The app manages students, teachers, classes, guardian information, all in one place. And then the teacher class instructors can go to a central place for their class, view all the sign-in and sign-off comments for the day, and you can view aggregated time spent by a student at the center on a monthly basis. So let's go ahead and add this to our site. To add it, we're simply going to click Add In. It's that simple. It's going to pull this up, and it says, do you trust this drop-in management? I know that Microsoft makes it, so I'm going to say, yes, I do. We'll click Trust It. It's then going to go on the back end. It's starting to add, and look at that. For our site, student check-in, check-out, it says student drop-in management. We are adding the app. Click here to cancel. We're not going to cancel. We're going to go ahead and wait for that to render. What it's doing now is on the back end, it is setting up for us a SQL database in Microsoft's Azure Cloud. It is also setting up for us the web front end in our SharePoint site and then connecting the two so that right out of the box, we'll be able to start adding students. We're going to be able to add teachers, guardians, etc., all the information. It'll have the front end forms in our site all built out. Nothing for us to do unless we want to modify it. It even, to give you kind of a reference starting point, is going to set up a couple of sample students and some others that we can go ahead and delete out of the system or leave them there if we want. It's up to you. But it's going to give us a great starting point to begin to work with. So we're going to go ahead and let that finish up. I'm just going to go ahead back here to the home page. And I can see, oh, there, it's showing it right here. Let's just quickly check our site contents to see if it's finished. No, it's still kind of grayed out looking. So it's still working on setting everything up. So we don't want to rush it. We're going to go ahead and just give it another few moments. While it's doing that, just to quickly show you as well, I'm going to go back to add an app. And we'll go back to the SharePoint store here. Let that load up. And I want to quickly click education. And apart from all these other areas available to you, education focus, just to kind of show you some of the ones that we have. Again, we have LMS systems, quizzing, school planning app, school page home portal, teacher dashboards. We can click next. Virtual classes they have. We have here your classroom in the cloud easy. Here's a learning path system and some additional ones. And you know, if you ever have a desire to check these out, simply come out here. You can then click on one. So let's click on, for example, this SCORM. And here it shows you it's this LMS 365. System for managing. It says available features, course creator, course catalog, an app part, a SCORM player, my learning app part, administration, and Excel reporting. All that's built there. It says you already have this app. It's available. So I can go ahead quickly and easy. It says it's available as a free, fully featured 14-day trial. After that, you need an active subscription from eLearning Force. So you can look more into that. But for each of these, that's always available. Highly encourage you to check out the different apps. So now when I click back, I can see, oh, it's live. So let's come over here. It's going to have a link directly to it. We're going to select it. It is the first time I am hitting this application. So it's going to take a moment to render that. And we'll give it a moment. We'll just let it sit there for a second. I'll click refresh in another second here. Oh, and let's see. Come on. Open on up. There we go. And it's now done. First time opening it, and here is our application. Notice what we've got here. They try to make it very simple. So we have a home page for the app. We have common tasks, manage student details, manage teacher details, manage class details, guardian details, sign in a student, sign out. We also have similar navigation here on the side. So let's go ahead and first of all take a look at the manage student details. You'll notice here we have this form and we have a couple of sample students where we can see them. So we see here this Andrew Lee is in class Mezzo 3. The group is secondary. Primary guardian is John Well. Secondary guardian, none is listed, and we have a PIN number. We have some other students. We could go through for each of these, simply delete them to get rid of that, those sample ones. And when we're ready, we can start to actually add students. So by clicking the plus button, notice here I can come in and add a student. So let's say I want to have Michael. I'll put myself in here, Gennady. We can find a class, and then we can start to free type. So I'm going to type in M because I know there was this Mezzo. You're going to want to add those classes. So it'll, by starting to type, it'll display classes available. What group is it? This person is in preschool. That's where I'm at. Primary guardian I could find, so I'll just type a letter S. So I do see there's somebody, an adult, that's already been added. A secondary guardian, let's type a T. See if it can, oh, no matches. How about an M? No matches. How about an A? And we have this one here. And a PIN number, we can go ahead and add a unique. We can also add an image. We click add image, we can then browse here onto the, you know, if we have an image repository of these people. Go ahead and add that. It's got a SCUBA pending upload. And then we can also put some notes in here about the student if desired. Once we're done, we're going to click save. It's going to upload that image to the library. And now we're going to have, there's our new student. Notice we have a picture for them. Here it's me scuba diving. And that's how we can add our students. We can also then go back to the home page. Next, manage teacher details. So we can add teachers. Here we see this Susan Max, and we see a primary teacher, their work phone, information about them. We can add classes for them. Back to home, we can have classes, and again, we can add additional classes that we want to have. It's a place to manage all this around check-in, check-out. One-time setup, and then maintenance of it. Here's where it gets, I think, much more interesting. Guardian details. So we can add our guardians that we want to have available. We simply click plus. We then add their name. We're going to add their last name, first and last. We can add their company if need be, email, work phone, home phone, mobile phone. We've got address one, address two, city, state, posted, you know, postal, etc. You might want to manage this and actually add in a additional field, but we can go like pictures maybe if you want to take pictures. But that's how we can go ahead and add adults and finally teachers. You know, I had already talked about those. Once we've got all these people in, the meat of this is really around signing students in. Let's say they come in late to school or they're checking in for the day to the daycare or to your organization, your YMCA or some other org. We simply sign in the student, click sign in. We want to find them, so we start to free type. So I know there's a Michael Gennady. Oh, there's Michael Gennady. I can click them, sign in time. It gives me the time based off of, you know, the time on our clock for that. Sign in comments, blah, 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 was late because of. And then finally, we can give that a PIN and sign them in. So now the student has been checked in successfully. Beautiful. Let's come back to our home page. We can also sign out students. So let's go ahead now. Whoops, I didn't want to sign them out because I haven't done it yet. We want to find the student. So let's go ahead and sign Michael Gennady back out. Sign out comments. Their PIN, very good, and sign them out. And now we've successfully checked them out. We can also come in, as I mentioned, we can look at all sign-in and sign-outs for the day, right? So here I can see what's been going on, sign-in, sign-out around Michael Giannotti, and it will list all the students that have been signed in and signed out for the day. Finally, I can report on things. I can do it by day, filter the list, take a look at them. Gives me a lot of information, so I can go ahead and check that out, see the type of information that we want. We can actually do a filter on that. But as you can see, there's a lot to be done here. Take away the paper, get it automated in here. It's using Access Services. And then if we want to do things richer, we can go ahead, we can customize this in Access. So if we wanted to, for example, we could open up. I'm going to click on Access. Let's go ahead. I haven't done this before. We're going to do it here. We'll download the file. Yeah, I know. We're going to go ahead. Hang on while we open your app. So it's going ahead, and now we're going to get, you know, we've done this out-of-the-box install, but look at what we're able to do. We're opening this application in Access, so you might want to do this at your organization. And then, for example, like with teachers, right? Maybe we want to come in, not teachers, I'm sorry, guardians. It's going to show here the data sheet view. We can go ahead, click Edit. Maybe we want to add a new field. We want to add pictures for the guardians, so we can go ahead and see who they are, and actually when they come in, see is this really who they say they are or not at a glance. So there's many things we can do here, all through the power of Access, but it's now being rendered again in Office 365. And best of all for schools, the price is, why don't we come on back here, the price is free. It's $0 to you. You own Office 365 as a school. Leverage this. Take advantage of it. It's free. It's easy. It's leveraging a service that many of you are familiar using, Access, but it's web-based. It scales. And that's it. So that's it for Michael here today on This Month in Education. I hope you've enjoyed this. We're going to be taking a look at other apps over time, some of the LMS, learning management systems, and others that are available for Office 365. We'll be posting those videos. If you have requests, you can always get a hold of us on our Facebook page, which is Worldwide MTC Studios. So we highly encourage you to take a look on our Facebook or on our Twitter at WWMTC Studios. You can get a hold of us there. But with that, Mike Giannotti here for This Month in Education, bidding you have a great day. Take care, and as always, ciao.